There is no reason for the detention and separation of these children. They should be released pending their hearings, and they should have a hearing, and the law should be followed. That's what should happen. And we should do what we're doing in Washington State. I'm proud that we've passed a law that prevents local law enforcement from being turned into mini ICE agents. I'm proud to have been the first governor to stand up against Donald Trump's heinous Muslim ban. I'm proud to be a person who's not only talked about Dreamers, but being one of the first to make sure that they get a college education so that they can realize their dreams. These are some of the most inspirational people in our state. And I'll leave you with this thought, if you want to know what I think. Donald Trump the other day tried to threaten me. He thought it was a threat to tell me that he would send refugees in Washington State if we passed the law that I passed. And I told him that's not a threat at all. We welcome refugees into our state. We recognize diversity as a strength. This is how we've built America. That tradition is going to continue if I'm president of the United States.
We're going to switch to another topic.